afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown, well, not in downtown anymore, South Prospect Street, in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. It's our pre-Thanksgiving show right across from Terry Tackett. Terry, how are you?
Doing great, Nate, thanks.
Hey, doing all right. Well, buddy, been having a little bit of stomach pain, you know.
Yeah, I know you said off and on you've been having some pain there.
So they sent me for an ultrasound, and they roll that wand all over you, and boy, I'll tell you, it hurt. Mm. So I thought, yeah, I got some sort of problem, because especially on the right-hand side where all the organs were, it hurt going through there. Mm-hmm. And I thought, yeah, I got something going on. So they got back with me today, and I'm if you're on that My Chart that goes right to your phone.
Yep. I'm on that.
Yeah, they get it real quick. You'll get it before your doctor even.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So they sent me a little text message so that they could so I could see what, you know, in English what it meant instead of all the doctor terms. So I've got my gallbladder is full of gallstones.
Full of gallstones. Oh.
Full of gallstones.
Well, I guess the bright side to look at it is at least it's gallstones. I mean, they can get rid of those.
Could have been something
else.
Now,
are they saying that the gallbladder has to be removed or just the stones? You're going to keep the gallbladder? Or?
Well, they didn't really say. Okay. They didn't give a recommendation.
Okay.
They just...
You'll probably have to see after he gets the gallstones maybe how...
Yeah, so it goes over to Dr. Ravi. I don't know if you've ever had him.
I've heard about him. I heard he's really good at... They have that invasive now. You're going to try to have that invasive...
If possible.
Okay.
I'd like to get the one where they just make a couple of cuts and get it out
like
easier.
Three little incisions or whatever.
Get that out. So
I had something similar whenever I had my hernia surgery in 2015.
Okay.
I went to a Dr. Schuler.
Oh, Dr. Schuler.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Dr. Schuler. No, that's not... I'm sorry, that's not right. John... I'm sorry, Dr. McDonough. I apologize. Dr. McDonough did my surgery, and he's a specialist at marriage, you know, in this type of surgery. But he did the thing where he made the incision there on the side like a laser, you know, with a laser, kind of basically, you know, tied everything together, you know, with the hernia or whatever. And I went back for a follow up like 6 weeks later, and everything had healed properly,
wow,
you know, and
yeah.
Stuff. So yeah. He said he'd done over like 1,900, I think he said, of these surgeries. And
so, if possible, I'd like to get this out because I can't. I'm a stomach sleeper.
Roll.
You know,
okay.
I don't like to sleep on my back or anything.
Oh,
I like to sleep on my stomach.
Boy, I'm the opposite.
Are you?
Yeah.
And so I can't sleep on my stomach because
Nate.
Of the pressure there.
Oh,
it's
Nate.
Just awful.
Yeah.
And the pain, you know, on the pain scale, it's anywhere from a 5 to 7 or a little worse sometimes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It really gets to you.
Yeah.
So hopefully get this
but now,
taken care of.
But now, you know, as far as on like the grand scale of things, do they think that once this is remedied, I mean, this should remedy your problem? I mean, it pretty much is that, what they're, is that what they're saying? Okay,
yeah,
good,
hoping,
that's good.
Hoping so.
Well, we'll keep you in the thought, you know. But man, that's yeah. You gotta get those taken care of. Nate,
yeah,
man, sure.
So I'm hoping maybe I can get on the schedule here pretty quick, because so I'm gonna have to go through the holiday weekend in pain.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not going to let that stop me from eating Thanksgiving dinner.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Don't let that ruin your Thanksgiving appetite.
That's
man.
Right. I'm still going to have.
That's right.
I haven't had much of an appetite, but buddy, I'm eating me some mashed potatoes and
right.
turkey.
That's right. You know, because look at the price. It's all going to have to come out anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, on these, are these, you can't pass these like a kidney stone, right? They have to surgically take these out. Is that?
From what I read on, I know they say that Google's not a doctor.
Right. Which unfortunately,
but
today it's,
when I was Googling information,
sure?
It looks like that.
Okay,
yeah,
because I think my dad he had his gallbladder removed, and I think that's what happened when, you know, like four or five years ago when he had his gallbladder removed, he had it done at Grady down there, and I think that's what it was. That's what initially led to his gallbladder being removed, was that he had gallstones.
Okay,
yeah. But his, I think, were so severe that they couldn't save the gallbladder, that they had to actually remove the gallbladder.
Okay.
But I'm so glad, though, Nate, you got that taken care of. I know it's bothered you for a long time.
Oh, so. Yeah. I had stomach cramps, and then progressively, what started is I had some spicy food over the weekend.
Yeah.
And that really started it in again.
Ah, okay. Okay. Didn't sit well with you.
Didn't sit well, and they said that different foods, when you're having a problem, can really hit you.
My brother, my brother-in-law, when he had his gallbladder removed, what got his started was he had some chili.
Yeah, that's what I had. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I had some spicy chili.
Yeah, and he just, it was almost like an indigestion thing. Like, he didn't feel well.
Yeah.
You know, and so he just kind of let it linger. But then, like yourself, after about a week or so, he said, well, I'm going to just go get checked, you know, because his dad finally said, you know, go get checked out, you know, and went got checked out, sure enough.
Because 2 weeks back over in Amish country, it started this whole thing because I ate differently over there.
Right.
I had sweets and stuff like that.
Okay.
And that's what originally started this time around. But I had a bout of this back at the beginning of the year, too.
Okay.
But they did scans and everything, a CAT scan. Nothing showed up.
Okay.
So I'm just grateful that they actually saw something.
Good.
So that maybe I can get it corrected.
Get that corrected, Nate.
Well, all I just had to share with you.
Yeah, we'll have a great show, Nate. I'm glad you shared that with us.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, hey, we've got a fast food frenzy today, giving away McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King, courtesy of Pastor Craig and Study His Word Radio, heard here Sundays, 11, 10 to 12. And we're giving those away, so we're going to make three winners today at 4:55 this afternoon.
The studio, I think, we're going to kick in a couple of those too, Nate.
So, okay, all right.
Yeah,
great.
I'll have those for you, but ours, it'll be the following week. You'll get ours the following week. So.
Okay, all right,
but we'll kick in a couple too. We'll do the winners today, but it'll be next week for you
before we get them.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, sounds good. So we got all Thanksgiving trivia today. 740-383-9944. I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thank you, Waldo Barbershop, for supporting today's broadcast. All right, let's get to the trivia and get to the phone calls here. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call me, answer one of these trivia questions. I'll put you in the drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will put you in for a fast food frenzy. McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, and some surprise cards from the radio station. All right, here we go. Some of these are easy, some of these are a little more difficult, so take your pick. Who was the first president to pardon a turkey? Who was the first president to pardon a turkey? Which Native American friend acted as an interpreter to the early settlers? Which Native American friend acted as an interpreter to the early settlers? What are Thanksgiving traditional meats? What are Thanksgiving traditional meats? Can you tell me that one? Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, President Kennedy was the first to pardon a turkey.
President Kennedy was the first one. Yes, indeed. Well, how are you today?
Oh, not doing too bad.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear it. Are you ready for the big Thanksgiving meal?
Well, we've been making stuff all day.
Oh, I've been making stuff all day. All right.
Yeah.
Have you been sampling any of it?
Nope, not yet.
Not yet. All right.
the worst part, we don't know where the... I haven't found the roaster yet to roast the turkey.
Oh, you're still looking for the roaster. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Still trying to find that. Yeah, that's an important part. Some people, I guess, are still doing the deep fryers, you know, where they deep fry the turkey. But I've never had one.
No, I never have neither.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you. Hope you find that roaster here pretty quick.
Okay. All right.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Good to talk to you. Take care.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, President Kennedy was the first president to pardon a turkey. What are Thanksgiving's traditional meats? What are Thanksgiving's traditional meats? Hi, we're on the air.
That wasn't that Native American. Wasn't his name Squanto?
It was Squanto. Yes, indeed. How are you today?
Oh,
pretty good.
Good, good. Is this Scott?
Yes, it is.
All right, Scott. Good to hear from you, buddy. Are you all ready for Thanksgiving?
About as ready as I'll ever be.
Yes, indeed. Yep. It's surprising that it's already here, isn't it?
No, not really.
Yeah, time has a way of going by, doesn't it?
Well, I figured out in my own ways, if you pay attention to what's going on around you, the days doesn't seem to just fly by.
Yeah, if you keep track of everything, don't it?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like we get so wrapped up in what's going on in our immediate lives that we don't pay attention to anything, and then the next thing we know, half the year's gone, then a whole year's gone, and we wonder where it went.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah, that's the truth. That's the way it oftentimes is, for sure. I'm guilty of that myself.
Yeah. Are you all ready for the next day?
I am. I am going down south, a little two-hour drive, and going down with some family and spending Thanksgiving down there.
Oh, yeah?
So, yep, having a little get-together down there, so looking forward to getting with some family, so it should be fun.
Well, be safe on the roads.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, we're going to try to avoid the big freeways as much we can and take some of the back roads.
Yeah, there's more to see on the back roads.
Yeah, that's often
the
case.
What I like to do. I like to look.
Yeah, I like to look. For sure. Well, Scott, happy Thanksgiving to you. It's good talking to you. And you take care and appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, you have a good one too. And don't eat too much.
No.
Into our diet.
Definitely not. Got to stick with it.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely. All right. Yep. Hey, thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
All right. We've got David and Scott. You're next at 4:29 on a Wednesday afternoon. What turkeys gobble? Is it the male or the female? What turkeys gobble? Is it the male or the female? Where is the big Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade held? Where is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade held? What day is Thanksgiving observed in the U.S.? Here's an easy one, maybe for one of the kids listening this afternoon. What day is Thanksgiving observed in the U.S.? What is the day after Thanksgiving known as? Oh, yeah. What is the day after Thanksgiving known as? Hi, we're on the air.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Hey, gobble, gobble, gobble. How are you today?
You're looking for New York.
Yes, New York, where the Macy's Parade is held.
Right.
Well, Bob, do you have any Thanksgiving meal planned at your house? Anybody going to cook for you?
Yeah, well, they're cooking right now.
Gonna cook it right now, cooking it up right now, huh?
Yes, everything ready for tomorrow.
All right.
Free cooking, and I'm sitting there watching them.
All right. Gonna have a nice spread, are you?
Yeah. No, not gonna be bad.
All right.
You're going down south, huh? So you be careful for the holidays.
Yes, we will. We'll make sure we keep it on the road, as they say.
Right. All right. I'll get off air so somebody else can answer.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Since at least 1947, what has the U.S. president presented with on Thanksgiving? Since at least 1947, what has the U.S. president been presented with on Thanksgiving? Hi, we're on the air.
Thanksgiving is always on Thursday, and Friday is Black Friday.
Yes, that's right. Traditionally every year, right?
Right.
Absolutely. Are you all ready for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. All right. Going to have a big meal?
No.
No, not a too big a meal? Yeah.
Nope. But you be sure to take your Pepto-Bismol with you.
You better believe it. Yeah.
I went through that a long time ago.
Did you? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's painful. You
yeah.
probably remembered.
Oh, you'll live, I'm sure. You're too ornery to not be here.
That's right. I'm too ornery. That's right.
All right. This is Judy C.
Yep, Judy, we got you in. Hey, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you're listening to your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio, on our Fast Food Frenzy. We're giving away McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, and some surprise gifts from the radio station. The Burger King, a service of Pastor Craig and Study His Word Radio, heard here Sundays, 11:10 to 12 o'clock, right here. What U.S. company sells the most Thanksgiving turkeys? What U.S. company sells the most Thanksgiving turkeys? What movie made Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade famous? What movie made Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade famous? Can you tell me the answer to that one? What was the rock where the pilgrims landed? What was the rock where the pilgrims landed? What was the name of the boat in which the pilgrims sailed on? What was the name of the boat in which the pilgrims sailed on? Hi, we're on the air.
Turkey and ham for the meat.
Turkey and ham for the meat. Well, how are you today?
All kind of tired.
Yeah, I know the feeling. How are you? This Miss April?
Yes.
All right. You been doing some Thanksgiving prep today, have you?
Yeah, I've been trying to help Mom, and I bake some pies and
oh,
bread.
Pumpkin pies or?
Pumpkin pie, and we have an apple and a cherry.
Oh, boy.
And a chocolate.
Oh, enough to go around for sure.
Yeah, and then Mom made couple pumpkins and stuff.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds like you're all ready for the day, for sure.
Well, I don't know. Not lots to do yet.
Yep. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in, and you have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll get you signed up.
Okay, you too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, here's a different question. Who was a famous governor of the Plymouth Colony? Who was a famous governor of the Plymouth Colony? What founding father thought the turkey should be the U.S. national bird? What founding father thought the turkey should be the U.S. national bird? And what is the most popular Thanksgiving side dish? What is the most popular Thanksgiving side dish? Can you tell me the answers to that one? And those are the Thanksgiving trivia questions we have so far. I've got another page of them I'll share with you in a few more minutes coming up here as we do our Fast Food Frenzy, McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King. Burger King, a service of Pastor Craig and Study His Word Radio, heard here Sundays, 11:10 until 12 noon. Well, Thanksgiving week is one of the busiest travel days during the year. Despite what many people believe, Thanksgiving Day is actually heavier travel day than today. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it Butterball?
Yes, it's Butterball. They've got that they've got that famous Butterball turkey hotline.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye. All right, yes, Butterball is the company that sells the most Thanksgiving turkeys. So anyways, I always thought that today was the busiest travel day of the year, but according to AAA, it's actually tomorrow is a heavier travel day. Thanksgiving Day itself is a heavier travel day than today. Traveling is also evenly spread out during the six-day holiday span from the Wednesday before Thanksgiving through the Sunday that follows the holiday. However, airports tend to be more crowded on the Wednesday and Sunday of this holiday weekend. So there you go. So be on the lookout. If you're on the road, be careful. I've got some offbeat fun facts for you right here. The tongue is the only muscle in one's body that is attached from one end. There is a company in Japan that has schools that teach you how to be funny. The first one opened in 1982. About 1,000 students take the course each year. The Lego Group is the world's most powerful brand. There are more Lego minifigures than there are people on Earth. Elvis, and I had to look this up because I thought, what in the world? Because I never had heard of this before. Elvis was originally blonde. He started coloring his hair black for an edgier look. Sometimes he would touch it up himself using shoe polish. And German chocolate cake is named after an American baker by the name of Samuel German. So there you go. Those are your offbeat fun facts for you here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 on a Wednesday afternoon. And I have an offbeat stack of news for you right here. Coming up, a man cited for driving a motorized cooler without a license. Yes, indeed. A man runs a 100-meter dash while juggling, and right now, an Oregon cat might soon have a Guinness World Records title after his owners discovered he is 2 years older than the current feline recognized as the world's oldest living cat. Charlie Briggs of Turner said friends suggested she contact Guinness World Records to see if her cat Sam might be the world's oldest living cat at age 26. I asked Guinness and they were like, the oldest living cat we have on record right now is 24. And they were like, what? He's older than 24? And they said, well, go for it. Give us the proof. Briggs said Sam was a stray when she adopted him in Memphis in 2002, but his veterinarian has confirmed he is 26 years old and is in good health. Briggs said she is in the process of submitting the proper evidence to Guinness World Records to have Sam officially recognized. Guinness lists the oldest cat as Cream Puff, a Texas feline who lived to be 38 years, 3 days. So the oldest living cat may now be 26 years old. Police in Australia said a man was cited for driving without a license, and officers confiscated his unusual vehicle, a motorized cooler. The Swan Hill Police Service said officers stopped the 25-year-old man who was spotted driving a motorized cooler on a sidewalk in Kerrang, Victoria. A photo posted to Facebook by police shows that the cooler's on the sidewalk, and it shows the blue cooler on a metal platform with four wheels in an engine and handlebars arranged to indicate that the cooler serves as the small vehicle seat. Police also shared a photo of the motorized cooler loaded onto the back of a large tow truck. Officers said the cooler was impounded for 30 days, and the man was cited for driving without a license. The Facebook post said the cooler is considered a vehicle due to the size, engine capacity, and must comply with legislative requirements and road rules. No cooler for this fellow on the road, at least not at this time. Not without being licensed. And our favorite Idaho man said it took him 4 years of attempts before he was finally able to break the Guinness World Record for fastest 100-meter dash while juggling blindfolded. David Rush, who has broken more than 200 Guinness records to promote STEM education, said the 100-meter record was more difficult than his other running while juggling blindfolded records because Guinness required him to remain in his 48-inch lane for the entire run. That would be tough. Rush said he had been trying to set the record since August 2017, but found he had trouble staying in his lane. He said he nearly set the record once, but an issue with video evidence developed, so he had to keep trying. Rush said he finally succeeded after 22 failed attempts, setting the record at 16.29 seconds. So there's your offbeat stack for us as we head up to 4:42 the time. See if we can get some more trivia contestants here as we answer Thanksgiving trivia. We're doing Fast Food Frenzy today, giving away a McDonald's, Wendy's, and a Burger King gift card. Service of Pastor Craig and Study His Word Radio, heard here Sundays 11:10 to 12 p.m. So tune in for that, and thank you, Pastor Craig, for providing the Burger King. So here we go with the trivia questions that we have here. What turkeys gobble, male or female? You have pretty good odds to get the answer to this question, just a 50-50 shot. What turkeys gobble, male or female? Since at least 1947, what has the U.S. president been presented with on Thanksgiving? Since at least 1947, what has the U.S. president been presented with on Thanksgiving? What was the rock where the pilgrims landed? What was the rock where the pilgrims landed? What was the name of the boat in which the pilgrims sailed on? What was the name of the boat in which the pilgrims sailed on? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I'll put you in our drawing, get you signed up for a chance to win one of these gift cards. And at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw our winner. Who are winners, I should say. We've got, going to have more than one today. Who was a famous governor of the Plymouth Colony? Who was a famous governor of the Plymouth Colony? What founding father thought the turkey should be the U.S. national bird? What founding father thought the turkey should be the U.S. national bird? What is the most popular Thanksgiving side dish? It's not green beans, it's not sweet potatoes, it's not pumpkin pie. What is the most popular Thanksgiving side dish? Can you tell me the answer to that one? Hey, we want to say thank you to our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Auto Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. And I was just in to see Rick for a haircut here just a couple days back. And I always say, Rick, just make it a half inch on the sides and clip it down on top, just long enough so that I can part it over. That's what I always tell Rick, and he fixes me up, and we always have a good conversation. Friendly man, and you will enjoy meeting Rick down there at Waldo Barbershop. Speaking of Waldo, the big Thanksgiving dinner was at St. Paul's Lutheran Church last night. And I got there just as they opened at 4:30, because you wanted to get there early, and it was packed out. There was a line all backed around, and it was a sight to behold. But they had plenty of meals, at least while I was there. I think they probably ended up running out. But they just had the full Thanksgiving spread, turkey, mashed potatoes, a roll, pumpkin dessert, a veggie. And man, I'll tell you, it was really good. It's just it's free to anybody that wants to come and have a free meal, and they just invite everybody to come and grab one for your neighbors, and just have a good time. And that's what everybody was doing yesterday, from 4:30 to 6:30 down at St. Paul's Lutheran in Waldo. So I don't know if they're doing anything for December. They usually do something once a month. I didn't get a card from them for December, so we'll see if we get anything, see anything about what they do for the month of December. They might take the Christmas season off, I'm not sure, but I will certainly let you know and keep you updated on that. Hey, if you get a chance, check out my website at radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. Your online companion to offbeat news and trivia. Find recipes, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. That's all at our home on the web, radionate.webs.com. And we're also streaming online, too, at www.gh1071.com. Just scroll down and look for the Listen Live button. You can find archives from all the shows that we have done here on Wednesday afternoons, and everybody else's shows are up there too. Marion's Talking Place, WWGH's home on the internet, WWGH1071.com. Well, it is November the 24th. Here's what happened on this day in history. In the year 1863, during the Civil War, the battle for Lookout Mountain began in Tennessee. 1871, the NRA was incorporated in the U.S. 1874, Joseph F. Gilden was granted a patent for a barbed fencing material. 1903, Clyde J. Coleman received the patent for an electric self-starter for an automobile. 1944, during World War II, the first raid against the Japanese capital of Tokyo was made by land-based U.S. bombers. 1947, on this date, the Hollywood Ten were cited for contempt of Congress for refusing to answer questions about alleged communist influence in their industry. 1947, John Steinbeck's novel The Pearl was published for the first time. 1963, Dallas nightclub owner Jack Ruby shot and killed Lee Harvey Oswald live on national television. And in 1969, on this date, Apollo 12 landed safely in the Pacific Ocean, bringing an end to the second manned mission to the moon. And that's what happened on this date, on November the 24th. Now you are up to date. Okay, just about 5 more minutes left until we do our drawings and find out who's going to win our fast food frenzy. McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King. Burger King, a service of Pastor Craig and Study His Word Radio, heard here Sunday mornings, 11:10 until 12 p.m. And here we go with the trivia that we have left. And I'll give you all of my pages here, including the last page, and see if you know. Just call me, and I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win one of these gift cards, and then I will send these in the mail to you if you are one of our winners, okay? Since at least 1947, what has the U.S. president been presented with on Thanksgiving? Since at least 1947, what has the U.S. president been presented with on Thanksgiving? What movie made Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade famous? What movie made the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade famous? What turkeys gobble, male or female? What turkeys gobble, male or female? What was the rock where the pilgrims landed? What was the rock where the pilgrims landed? 740-383-9944. What was the name of the boat in which the pilgrims sailed on? What was the name of the boat in which the pilgrims sailed on? Who was a famous governor of the Plymouth Colony? Who was a famous governor of the Plymouth Colony? What founding father thought the turkey should be the U.S. national bird? What founding father thought the turkey should be the U.S. national bird? What is the most popular Thanksgiving side dish? What is the most popular Thanksgiving side dish? What Sesame Street character is made of turkey feathers? What Sesame Street character is made of turkey feathers? What Thanksgiving side dish is tart and is made into jams and jellies? What Thanksgiving side dish is tart and is made into jams and jellies? What is the most popular way to eat leftover turkey? Traditionally, what is the most popular way to eat leftover turkey? What do people make it into? What did the pilgrims plant in their fields? What did the pilgrims plant in their fields? And in 1863, what president set aside the fourth Thursday in November as a day of Thanksgiving? In 1863, what president set aside the fourth Thursday in November as a day of Thanksgiving? And those are all of my trivia questions. If you'd like to take a shot at one, feel free, 740-383-9944, and we will get you in a drawing here and get you signed up for a chance to win. And we're giving away Fast Food Frenzy today. We're giving away a McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King card. So we're going to make at least three winners out of somebody today. And the Burger King card is a service of Pastor Craig and Study His Word Radio. Heard here Sundays, 11:10 until 12. Thank you, Pastor Craig, for the Burger King card. We do appreciate it very, very much. So we are 2 minutes out before we do our drawing, and we'll find out who our big winners are going to be. So keep it right here to your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH, and we will let you in. All righty, well, it is time for the weird word of the week, so head with me down to my imaginary classroom where I have written the weird word on the week on my chalkboard, and it's nugatory. Nugatory. N-U-G-A-T-O-R-Y. Nugatory is an adjective, and the definition is of no force or effect, ineffective, futile, or vain. Nugatory was first recorded in English at the turn of the 17th century. So there you go. If you need an old word to throw around your Thanksgiving holiday dinner, use nugatory. Of no force or effect, ineffective. If you want to call somebody ineffective, there you go. You can always use that one. Okay, 30 seconds away from finding out. Got to ask our producer, Terry Tackett, how many did you want me to draw, one or two from you? Two from you? Let me see here. I think that is just enough to make everybody that is called a winner. Isn't that great? All right. So we'll just go through here and do that. So here we go. We will just line everybody up and draw them all out and write down. Okay, the ones from Terry will be get you. We'll get you next week, okay? So that's how we'll do that. So it is, watch your mailbox. It is drawing time. So here we go. Okay, we're drawing for the McDonald's card. And the McDonald's card goes to none other than Bob. Bob, congratulations. You win McDonald's. So we'll get that sent out to you. Scott, you are the big winner of the Wendy's card. And the McDonald's and the Wendy's card are $10 each, by the way. Judy C., you are the winner of the $15 Burger King card. That's a service of Pastor Craig and Study His Word Radio. Heard here Sundays from 11:10 to 12. And incidentally, Pastor Craig slept in here to the studio, so looking right at him here. So he stopped in, so thank you, Pastor Craig, for the Burger King gift card. And then for the surprise cards, we want to say surprise card one goes to April. and you'll get yours here in a couple weeks. And then, David, you will get the surprise number two. So there we go. Do you want me to give these to you, Terry? Just hang on to them. All right. So those worked out great. Everybody that called in was a winner today. How's that? How's that for playing on Offbeat News and Trivia? That's your Thanksgiving there. Applause, applause, applause. All right. Appreciate everybody out there listening today. I know a lot of you are busy doing Thanksgiving activities and getting ready for the big day tomorrow and taking a moment to be thankful. Absolutely. Well, I have just enough time to give you a recipe that maybe you'll want to do for Thanksgiving, especially if you're in a hurry. My wife is making this recipe to take down south for Thanksgiving. It's cake mix cookies, and it only takes a couple of things in it, okay? Here's what it is. One box of cake mix. Just go to the store, pick out your favorite cake mix. We use vanilla cake mix. Two eggs and a half cup of vegetable oil. That's all it takes. Now, we're actually adding one more thing to it. We're adding some M&Ms to kind of perk things up a little bit to it. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper and set aside. In a large bowl, mix together the cake mix, eggs, and oil until smooth. Alternately, you can do this step in the bowl of your stand mixer with the paddle attachment, mixing ingredients on low until combined. Mix in desired add-ins until evenly incorporated, like your M&Ms. Using a medium 2 tablespoon cookie scoop, portion the dough into the prepared cookie sheet 2 inches apart. Bake for 9 to 10 minutes or until lightly golden at the edges. Allow the cookies to cool on the baking sheet for 3 to 4 minutes before transferring to a wire rack. So if you're looking for something for not very many ingredients, there you go. One box of cake mix, 2 eggs, and a half cup of vegetable oils and your favorite add-ins like maybe chocolate chips even or M&Ms. You can find this by going to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/RadioNate. That's facebook.com/RadioNate. Well, I plan to be here next week. It depends on what happens, like I told you at the top of the show. It depends on what happens with my old gallbladder. When they decide to take that out and exactly how long that takes or what goes on with that. But I'll make sure that we have something for you to listen to. All right, there'll be something on the air here. So make sure you tune in. We'll try to make it one of our reruns here, if nothing else. Okay, so make sure you tune in. But I plan on being here live next Wednesday, 4:15 to 5 o'clock, with another edition of Offbeat News and Trivia. Hey, you all have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving day and a Thanksgiving weekend. Take some time to be thankful. I hope you get to spend it with some family and friends. If you're by yourself, I hope you get some time to maybe find a friend to spend a little bit of time with. And if not, I hope you can spend some time to be thankful for sure. Lots of great programming coming at you. Keep it right here to your favorite radio station. Nate Redmond here in Air Cheer 1. Talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
I just sent my prayer to the real God. I said, hey, man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help, if you're tired, you need 12 black folks, maybe, I'll put them on a piece. If you need some close to the house, I'll give you that, too. And then I looked at my body, and I said, cancer, I ain't never bothered you, and I dare you to bother me. I'm going to give you 72 hours to get out of my body. And if you're not, I'm going to roll on you.
The legendary newsman and former host of the Today Show, Hugh Downs.
Though with only 3 minutes left and 25 days, you have a big birthday coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My goodness, I can't even believe 95. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it is to me too, I guess. And you know something I can honestly say? Every decade of my life has been better than the preceding decade.
The legendary singer of the hit song Tossin' and Turnin', Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Boom, 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 boom. Thinking of you, things wasn't right. Well, I was tossing and turning and tossing and turning.
To the exchange panel of Scott Spears, Sean Kraft, and Charlie Evers.
Oh, you gotta go to a shrink?
Yes.
How much do they shrink? What are they before
Charlie,
they shrink?
No, wait, you know, so you have mental anguish over this.
Yes,
now. So it's not only the physical, it's the mental anguish.
You guys are something else.
No, we are. That's why we're here.
I'm deadly interested in this story.
If we weren't something else, we'd be walking the hallway.
Oh, yeah, Lord, it's physical.
But the thing.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion's Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495.